Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deest Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and joining me today are three ladies, three leaders from our auxiliary board, talking about some of the updates going on, what's happening in the gift shop, and a fundraiser that you've heard me talking about the past couple of weeks. As always, before we get started, I do have a few announcements I'd like to share. On Thursday, February 1st, it's tomorrow, is the next SALT meeting. Seniors and law enforcement together. We're going to get things started at 9 o'clock here in the clinic boardroom at Van Deest Medical Center. We'll be serving breakfast, offering free blood pressure checks, and then the meeting itself gets underway at 9:30. We will have organizational report outs. We'll have happenings and events coming up from communities all through Hamilton County. And following the meeting, we will have a program presented by our podiatrist, Dr. Benjamin Willis, and he will be talking about foot and ankle care. Again, SALT meetings are free and open to the public. Tomorrow, plan to join us, 9 o'clock in the clinic boardroom. We also have another program coming up. It is February 8th. It is being put on by our cardiac and pulmonary rehab program. It's a free education session about heart function, EKG, and CPR. It's going to be in our cafeteria conference room from 3 to 4. And talking about, again, why EKGs are performed, and then offering CPR instruction, hands only, for the layperson. Should be a great program. We're going to have some heart healthy snacks. Also, educational packets will be provided to those in attendance. We do ask you to register by calling Audrey at 515-832-7830, or you can send her an email at aestlund, and that's E-S-T-L-U-N-D, at vandeestmc.org. And what's really neat about this particular session, it will also be offered Facebook Live. So if you're not able to join us right at 3 o'clock in person, you can join us via Facebook, or you can certainly watch that program at your convenience because it will be available on our Facebook page. Again, that is Thursday, February 8th from 3 to 4. And then you're going to be hearing more about this during our program, but I certainly want to mention that we have our Sweetheart Box fundraiser that's going to start the next week as well. It will be running from February 1st through the 8th, and you will hear more details, but we have some fantastic themed baskets and boxes available for people to bid on. It will be a silent auction that goes on. We will cut that auction off at 1 o'clock on February 8th, and we'll contact the winners to come and pick up their items. And so this is really a great time to pick up something for your Valentine, whether that is a significant other, your spouse, maybe it's your neighbor, maybe it's someone that just needs a little pick-me-up in the nursing home. You'll definitely want to check out our boxes that will be on display in the Garden View Cafe. And again, more details will come during the program. And you will hear about this too, but I love to give a plug. The next Webster City Community Blood Drive is coming up Thursday, February 8th. It will be 12:30 to 5:30 at St. Thomas Aquinas Church. And appointments are encouraged. You can visit lifeservebloodcenter.org to schedule your appointment. And our auxiliary does sponsor the community blood drives, and Scooters here in Webster City is our corporate sponsor, and they provide the delicious cookies and offer some coffee coupons to our donors as well. So thank you to Scooters. And with that, we are going to get started into our program today. As you've heard me say, Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and the Hospital Auxiliary and the Gift Shop at Van Deest Medical Center have got you covered. We are blessed to have a dynamic group of board members who lead the efforts of the Auxiliary and in turn support our hospital and patient care needs here. Here to share updates from the Auxiliary and the Gift Shop are President Diane Doring, gift shop manager Debbie Jaycox, and fundraiser chairperson Sharon Perry. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you for joining me on the program today. So many things to talk about, great things happening. Let's start with you, Diane. What recent updates can you share with listeners about the auxiliary?
Well, Lori, this past Monday, we had a meeting, and we were very happy to approve four different requests that were brought to the auxiliary board. Two were from the Van Deest Family Health Clinic here in Webster City. One request was for 10 standing scales for congestive heart failure patients. This is something that the clinic offers. If they don't have a scale at home, they will be able now to offer them this scale to use at home. So we were excited about that one. And then also another request from the clinic was for two rolling standard blood pressure monitors. As the gal said from the clinic, some of their things are just beginning to wear out. So this was really exciting that we could also approve those two blood pressure monitors. And then we had another request from the emergency department, and it was for a pediatric crash cart. And we did approve that too. I think this will just improve a lot of the needs of the pediatric patients that do come in to our emergency room. And the last request was for one set of 1 pound and 5 pound fat and muscle replicas for diabetic education. I think this is really a good thing because when they work with the diabetic people and, you know, maybe you have lost 1 pound or something, of, you know, and they can show you here, this is what you've lost, or 5 pounds. So we were happy to, you know, approve all of the four requests, and those requests amounted to just a little short of $5,000. So as an auxiliary, we just are really happy to be able to do that.
That is fantastic. And I can tell you, the managers that present these requests and so many staff certainly appreciate the approval of these requests. And for listeners out there, what quite often happens is things come up during the year that maybe managers hadn't planned for, hadn't budgeted. As you say, things do wear out. And so they can submit requests that we in turn present to the auxiliary or possibly the foundation board for purchase for approval. So I do know I've spoken with the managers and they're very excited to get things ordered and things here. So thank you to the auxiliary for the approval of those requests.
You're very welcome, Lori.
As I mentioned, I have the privilege of working with this group of women, very bright group of women, that make up the auxiliary board, three whom are represented here today. Diane, maybe share with our listeners who makes up the board members and share the positions that they serve.
Okay, I am serving as president right now. Jerita Nelson is our vice president. Membership is Pat Noakes and Linda Bourne. Blood drive is Shirley Bowman. Fundraising is Sharon Perry. Gift shop is Debbie Jaycox. And our secretary treasurer is Sue Anderson. And as you say, we have a great group of people, Lori, really. Awesome team.
Yes, you do. And I enjoy working with the entire board and really just the progress and the events that are taking place each year. It is largely due in part to the leaders that are representing the rest of the auxiliary. So thank you to the three of you and the rest of the board members that are making it happen. The auxiliary continues to recruit new members, And so I do want to touch upon the membership process. It is very simple, very easy, and it requires very little to be a member of the Auxiliary. So if you would, share with listeners how they too can become members and support the goodwill and work of the Auxiliary.
Lori, as you say, it is so easy to become a member. We just have a form to fill out. A membership is $10 per year. We have the forms in the gift shop. Stop in anytime. Contact any of our board members, and we would be happy to get you a form. And we would love to have you join the Auxiliary.
Perfect. And that's just a perfect lead-in. As you mentioned, the membership forms are available in the gift shop. And for everyone that's tuned in with us today, if you have not made it out to the gift shop at Van Deese Medical Center, you must stop out. It is the best gift shop in Webster City. It was voted the best gift shop in Webster City by the readers of the Daily Freeman Journal. We were pretty excited about that. And Debbie Jaycox is the manager of the gift shop. So, Deb, I'm going to kind of turn it over to you now. Tell us about some of the newest items we have available in the gift shop and maybe some of the trends that you are seeing for this year.
Thank you, Lori. First thing, kudos to all of our volunteer team that work in the gift shop. They make it possible to be open the hours and availability for people to shop. New in the gift shop, we have some new soups, Anderson House Frontier Soups. It's a second generation company who started with local markets and grew into a family business. So it's like at-home friendly meals, and there is a wide variety of soups and mixes. We have a new beer bread line, the Invisible Chef. It was a national gourmet company with beer bread mixes, coffee, tea cakes, scones, breakfast meal mixes, and much more. We have gotten a good feedback from many of those products. They've gone home and tested them and came back and went, oh yeah, they are delicious. We still have our oils and infused vinegars from Pickle Creek right here in Iowa. And there's also a salsa line that we still carry, and they are also located here in Iowa. We have a couple of lines of purses in the gift shop as well. We have aprons that are quite unique and with artist designs. We have beautiful mugs and inspirational sayings or just delightful floral patterns. We have wind chimes that can also be found in our gift shop and garden art poles. There are several line of skin products that are all natural. We have mittens and gloves, too, and scarf headbands that are kind of the new upcoming trend. There's a wide variety of items for your gift giving, memorials, and much more. We do carry a large inventory of merchandise. We don't. So don't wait until next time. If you see it, come in and grab it. We do not have the available room to have a large inventory. So when I get things in, there's just a few. So if you see something on our Facebook page, come on in. We have baby gift items, blankets, pacifiers, cuddle pillows. We also, a new item we're carrying is baby massage oils and warmies. And we also have a nice little variety of kids' books. Hope you'll stop out and visit our gift shop. And remember, you shop and we give. And also, a new line I've just gotten in is a shampoo and conditioner bars. Great for travel. I've gotten good feedback on that as well. We also have handcrafted items from what we call the fair trade vendors. They bring a partnership with women from marginalized communities and developing countries, bringing another unique atmosphere to our gift shop. Artisans and families from all over 20 developing countries, and 60% of these artisans are women. We continue to add new products and ideas to our gift shop. And also, we do give out 20% off an item in the gift shop when you have a mammogram at our clinic. And mammograms, in my opinion, are the best gift a woman can give herself. We also put a 20% off coupon in our patient packets if you become a patient in our wonderful hospital. That's what I have today, Lori.
Wonderful. Lots of great information you shared there, Deb. One thing I will say is you have done such a nice job of getting items really for all ages. I mean, from infants, you talked about some items for kids. You know, for anyone, there are just so many different items, whether your passions are, you know, being outdoors and gardening, whether it's cooking. I just love that you can find any gift item for someone in the gift shop.
Thank you.
So I really appreciate that. Yes, Diane.
Well, I'm going to put a plug in for the new line of the soups and the breads. This is the time of year that you can't beat a good soup. And these in the gift shop are wonderful. They're simple to make. So I highly suggest that you come out and try them.
For our busy on-the-go community.
Yes, yeah.
Absolutely. And what's great is when you hear of someone that has tried it and they know it's good. I mean, word of mouth definitely sells it. So, and those make great gift items, too.
Yes, they do.
If you just need a little something for someone. And I love that anyone that's working in the gift shop, and they're volunteers, so when I say working, but they do have shifts there, they'll offer to wrap it up. You know, it is just ready to go and give to that person once you leave here. And that is such a wonderful convenience, too.
Thank you.
Yes. We definitely want to mention the hours of the gift shop.
Okay. We are 10 to 4:30 Monday through Friday.
Okay. And it is a fun place to just stop in, visit, shop, look around, and definitely a fun place to work.
We have fun. Yes, we.
The gift shop is run exclusively by volunteers. And so if you're someone that could possibly want to get involved and maybe help out in the gift shop, how would they go about doing that, Deb?
Just stop into the gift shop anytime. You do have to be we like to have you be a member of the auxiliary, but come on in. There's a little bit of training, nothing terrible. It's just, you know, learning the ropes in the gift shop. And we love to have you. They're 3.5-hour shifts. If you're uncomfortable working alone, you know, you can work with a friend. It is a fun time.
Yes, it is.
It's a great way to be out of the house.
It is. And if you're a people person, it's the perfect opportunity. And whether you want to work once a month or once a week, there is flexible scheduling. And I love that you mentioned that you can work with a friend. We've got some dynamic duos that come in.
Yes, we do.
Shifts. And it's a great time for them to catch up with each other and enjoy the time and welcome customers coming in. So I definitely hope people will consider that. And I would mention, if you have questions about becoming a volunteer in any capacity at Van Deese Medical Center, you can contact Ann Blankenship at 515-832-7810. The Auxiliary hosts various fundraisers throughout the year, and as I mentioned at the start of the program, we have our Sweetheart Box fundraiser that is starting tomorrow. Sharon, tell us more about this particular fundraiser, the details, and even some of the themed boxes that we have available and who those are coming from.
Okay, it's good to be here today. This is our second year for the Valentine fundraiser. Last year we just had a great time and we're looking forward to that this year. We love the Valentine fundraiser for several reasons. It is a fundraiser allowing Van Deese Medical Center staff, community businesses, and the auxiliary members to work together to make Van Deese Medical Center the best place for patient care that you can find. We love being able to shop for unusual Valentine gifts for our loved ones, our friends, and special people in our lives. You won't find anywhere a Valentine gift more special than the ones we will offer here this week. The Valentine fundraiser is just a lot of fun to participate in. We estimate that we will have about 30 Valentine boxes being donated to our Valentine Box fundraiser. Our corporate sponsors donating Valentine baskets include Custom Meats, Gridiron Restaurant, Scooters, Southfield, Crestview, Windsor Manor, and some more. Some of the boxes will have special Valentines in them, along with several gift certificates. One Valentine will include custom crafted cutting boards. I've seen them, they're absolutely beautiful. There's wooden bowls, wooden coffee cups, wooden, seven different types of spoons that are wooden. Mm. Oh my gosh, this is awesome. And it's all of these are made in Stratford, and the Webster City Clinic is putting this together as their donation. I'm so excited about it. Another box that is very special is a baby gift box that you can buy, or if you're lucky enough to buy it, you can give it for a baby shower or to a new mom and dad or to the grandparents. It's an awesome box. We have personal care boxes. We have a house divided by management, administrative management team.
We do.
And what's in that one, Lori?
I don't know all the contents. I haven't seen it all put together, but we have on our administrative team some Iowa fans and some Iowa State fans. And so we decided to do a house divided basket because we know there are a lot of families out there that do support and root for both teams.
Very good.
So lots of fun items in that one.
Looking forward to that. We also have a box that's being made by the blood team from the auxiliary. And Shirley Bowman made a lap rug that is patriotic. But we put it up on the wall the other day, and it's going to be a great wall hanging if someone wants to buy it for a grandpa that lives at home, that... We just think it's awesome. And then we have other items of for people that have been in military service. It's a great basket. The Valentine Box fundraiser will begin February 1st at 8 a.m. and end on February 8th at 1 p.m. Items will be on display in the Van Diest Medical Center Cafe meeting room. You may bid on baskets from the comfort of your home, your office, or at the Van Diest Medical Center Cafe meeting room. We won't be using paper this year. We'll only be using your cell phone. And so this is good. We're stepping up to the next level. Just go on the Van Diest Medical Center webpage and find the box that you want to bid on for your special someone in your life. Bid as many times as you want. You are welcome to come out to the cafe meeting room and look up close and personal at the different baskets that have caught your eye. While you're there, you might want to stop and have a cup of coffee, have breakfast or lunch at the cafe. That's almost a secret right now. Remember, the cafe is one of the best places in town to eat. They have really good salads and specials of the day, and it's just a fun place to come and eat. Bids begin at 8 a.m. on February 1st. The highest bids will be notified by text message. These are the best Valentines that you can buy, and you'll be helping secure equipment to make patient care better. What a sweetheart of a deal.
It is a sweetheart of a deal, and here's the thing is, everyone that has donated baskets, it just makes it easy for you to do some shopping, whether it's for Valentine's Day or for another occasion. I would encourage you to stop out and check out the baskets because, as Sharon said, until you see them and see what's all in them, mm-hmm. I mean, you really don't know. Each one is kind of a different little treasure to look mm-hmm. at. But we have opened it up and kind of broadened our audience by taking it online and offering an online component. So again, I would encourage you to go to our Facebook page and you can enter. This is a silent auction. You can enter your bid, as Sharon mentioned, as many times as you would like, until that is at the close at 1 o'clock on February 8th. So between our website VandEastMC.org and our Facebook page. You can check out those baskets. And we just want to thank everyone who has donated and participated in this fundraiser by giving items, putting together the baskets, and then a way that you can participate is by bidding. So it's really a fun fundraiser, and I appreciate all your work on it, Sharon. Thank you so much. And with this fundraiser, what is really terrific is 100% of the proceeds go back to the auxiliary. So thank you again. Mm-hmm. I do want to take just the last few minutes of our show to touch on a couple other items. We've talked about our wonderful gift shop, the fundraisers that the auxiliary hosts, membership dues, and all of these revenues help to support patient care at the hospital. Additionally, our auxiliary promotes health and wellness in our communities, and they sponsor our community blood drives.
We appreciate all of the volunteers that help with the blood drive, and Shirley Bowman's chairman, Charlotte Sherman, Dilcia Franco, Nancy Evans.
It's just really a wonderful service to have here right in Webster City. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. I would say normally maybe we're in the 30 to 35 people that we are able, you know, to have donate. It's really great. So, and very easy to make your appointments, you know, go online and...
And let's not forget Scooter's cookies.
Oh, yeah. That's the big thing everybody says. Well, one of the reasons I come to donate is we get this big Scooter's cookie. So it's just a great service that we have. So please, if this is something you're thinking about, you know, do it. And another little story I will add is, you know, you wonder maybe how long is this going to take for me to donate or something, you know. Last time we had a gal that was able to donate hers in 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
Wow.
I know. So it's, you know, that doesn't happen with everybody, but it's, you know, and kudos to Shirley Bowman for, you know, always getting this together. And so.
Yes, she coordinates those, and the Webster City Community Blood Drives are held on the second Thursday of each month at different churches throughout Webster City. So I again would direct you to check out lifeservebloodcenter.org, and that is where you can schedule your appointments, and that is where you can see where upcoming blood drives will be held.
Mm-hmm. Lori, did we touch on the auxiliary scholarships that we...
No,
that we give each year?
Perfect, because I was just going to touch on that. So let's do. Who would like to share?
Well, I will. Lorraine Hobben is the chair for our scholarships. Last year, we were able to give four $1,000 scholarships to someone going into the health-related field. I think the applications will all be online also.
And I think the counselors at the high school as
yes,
well.
Yes, they will be at the high school. Yeah. But, you know, it's really great that we can give $4,000 in scholarships.
This is a terrific opportunity. And, yes, we're working on putting the 2024 scholarship together. That will be available on our website, again, VandEastMC.org. And I do know once we have that posted and live, we'll get that out to area media, and the deadline to turn in the scholarship each year we have that is April 15th. So we know how people roll, and those scholarships typically come in very close to the deadline, but I will continue to plug it over the next couple of months because it is such a terrific opportunity. So thanks to the auxiliary for offering that. Again, that's for students that are interested in going into a healthcare career, or they may be furthering their education in the healthcare arena. So ladies, I want to thank all of you for participating in the show today. Great things going on with the auxiliary. Thank you so much for your leadership. And that will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by VandEast Medical Center, where our focus is you.